Walking up the creaky stairs inside the Eaton County Courthouse, you feel like you're going back in time. Located in downtown Charlotte, the 1885 Renaissance Historic Courthouse is now a museum filled with different exhibits of history and culture. And perhaps the most surprising thing you'll find there is the Russian Room.
See all those like beautiful icons? They're old church icons.
That's Ina Phelps, the Russian Room's creator. She explains the significance of some of her personal souvenirs and family heirlooms in glass cases.
This is really rare. See those little postcards?
The Russian Room is a cozy, colorful space. Hand-painted drawings of nesting dolls are suspended from the high ceilings. With Russian toys, artifacts, and handmade items found in every corner, it's like a mini museum of Russian heritage and culture. And there's a sizable book collection.
I have tons of books, so that's my lending library for Russian people. Because I have tons. Like, I have boxes and boxes. I've been in the United States for 17 years, so.
Ina was born in Russia and first moved to the United States in 1999 as an exchange student. Now she and her husband and kids live in Charlotte, her husband's hometown. Her idea for the Russian Room came about as she met more and more people who were curious about her culture. And many were parents like herself who wanted more places for their kids to learn and play.
I've been part of this community for a while, and I, you know, people just have such a positive feedback about my culture. They always ask about this, you know, they're always excited. And I'm not a foreigner for them, you know, I'm part of a community.
Someone suggested she reach out to Julie Kimmer at the Eaton County Museum with her idea.
And so I said, Julie, I think we need a place here for kids. And she goes, yeah, that's a great idea. And I said, I want it to be Russian because I have a lot of Russian stuff. Obviously, I'm Russian. I'm very passionate about my culture. She goes, okay. She goes, well, follow me. She brings me here, opens the door, and she's like, well, how about all those two rooms? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, it's all yours.
Much of the Russian Room is designed for children to enjoy.
My favorite thing since I've been open, kids come in here and then they play. Like those two little tables with Legos and the nesting dolls there. Oh my God, kids play for hours.
But Ina wants it to be a space for people of all ages.
I have like bigger visions for this place. It's not just a play place. I want to do cultural events like Russian tea parties. You know, I want to bring language classes here. I want to actually bring Russian performers. And then eventually I want to bring Russian community here as well.
She says the community has been supportive, but some people found it strange that she wanted to create a place for Russian culture in Charlotte, Michigan.
People kind of shocked, like, why? But then I would say, why not? And then they say, exactly, why not? Why not to make this as one more, you know, spot in Charlotte to kind of attract people? Because Charlotte is turning out to be a really, really cool place.
Ina is a full-time hairdresser with her own business and also likes to dabble in stand-up comedy. She tries to stay lighthearted even when there are troubling things about Russia in the news.
I'm not really political at all because politics really bore me to tears because politics is all about money. That's my take on it. I'm just thinking no matter what it is, I don't want to have no wars. That's my thing because, you know, being on both sides at the same time, that's the worst nightmare. Hopefully with my work, we're going to bring more peace between our countries, right?
She jokes that she hopes Putin will hear about the Russian Room.
Hey, who knows? You never know. You just, you know, this is what I learned in life, finally, being 40-something years old. You just have to do what you like and don't worry about it. And literally, it takes off by itself.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.